Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
You know, our focus is on growing the investor base. You know, we've done together close to $5 billion of transactions over our careers.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
My mom always said it's rude to keep people waiting. Well, best ever listeners, that's exactly what you're doing if you're not funding your deals with our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that matches up your deals with accredited and institutional investors who want to invest in your deal. Patch of Land literally has thousands of investors ready to fund your next deal. You don't want to keep them waiting, do you? And guess what? It's a lightning quick process too. In fact, the average Patch of Land loan closes in just 7 days. Is a 5 to 7 day close faster than how long it currently takes you to close on financing? And just think, wouldn't it be wonderful to have all of your financing needs taken care of for all of your deals? How many more deals could you close if you already knew where the money was coming from? With Patch of Land, you no longer have to worry about the financing part. They've got it taken care of for you. Go to Patch of Land and find out how to get your next deal funded by the thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Go to patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLAND.com.
Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Adam Hooper. Hi, Adam.
How are you doing, Joe? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, doing well. Glad to have you on the show. Adam is joining us from Palo Alto, California. He is the co-founder and CEO of RealCrowd. And for those of you who don't know, RealCrowd is a crowdfunding platform that connects investors with commercial real estate investments. And my gosh, they have quite a track record. The platform's has over $900 million worth of total investment opportunities. And their elite operators, meaning the ones who have the actual opportunities to invest in, those elite operators have over $10 billion worth of assets that they manage. And Adam personally has worked on over $1 billion worth of real estate transactions. So he's got some experience, and I'm excited to have you on the show, Adam. And lastly, he had a successful professional career outside of real estate before he got going in golf, where he was a golf professional. So with that being said, Adam, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the intro there. So we started Real Crowd about 2 years ago. And it, you know, really a culmination of our experience in the real estate world and trying to solve a lot of the issues that we saw, you know, in our day-to-day lives in the real estate world. And in my background, I got into the business, I guess, 2003, so early 2000s, you know, in the prior cycle. And the bulk of my career was finding joint venture equity for real estate companies, mostly at the institutional scale. So, you know, bigger insurance companies, pension funds, private equity funds and the like. And, you know, what we found in doing all those transactions was just the inefficiencies of raising private capital on both sides of the equation. It was literally me on the phone dialing for dollars and you know, trying to do the one-to-one sales process. And so late 2012, early 2013, we saw an opportunity to really change how the whole private capital raising ecosystem works to the benefit of both, you know, the companies raising the capital on the real estate side and also for the investors and what it means to have access into these deals. And it was really a combination of trying to solve the inefficiencies of that process mechanically, you know, taking the power of the internet, leveraging, you know, the one-to-one communication to with the power of the internet, you can do one to many, you know, much like this podcast. It's not just a conversation for us anymore. All the Best Ever listeners get to be privy to this conversation too. So leveraging what you can do with the power of the internet, the regulatory change in the Jobs Act, which you know, allows for the advertising of these private investment opportunities. And then overall, the consumer behavior change in the pattern of people investing online and being comfortable to manage their funds online. My co-founders and I, we saw all this coming together at the right time and figured, you know, there was a much better way to go about what we were doing before. And so far, it's been, as you know, the numbers you quoted earlier, it's been working pretty well. We've touched almost $1 billion of real estate, which is just incredible to us. And the group of real estate companies that we're able to work with is truly best in class. And you know, the ultimate beneficiary of that is your audience. It's these investors that now have a level playing field with investment opportunities that were, you know, before only available to big institutional investors and people that could put $10, $15, $20 million to work at a time. You know, through the platform that we've built, we're able to give that same access to, you know, a quote unquote normal investor at investment amounts of $10, $15, $25, $50,000 at a time. So it's really a massive change in how this whole capital market system can work in the real estate space, and one that we're, you know, we're excited to share with investors across the country.
Where is Real Crowd at in the focus of leads? Is it trying to find more people who are accredited investors investing in opportunities, or is it finding those, as you call them, and I love that term as well, elite operators? Because I know some platforms that I've spoken to, they initially thought, you know, once they had deals, they thought, oh my gosh, where's this money going to come from? And then boom, the money came, and now they're looking for more deals. And so I know there's a different kind of life cycle that takes. Where are you at?
Sure. So we should maybe look to partner with some of the other platforms. We're definitely, you know, our focus is on growing the investor base because of our background in the real estate world. You know, the three of us that run the real estate side here, you know, we've done together close to $5 billion of transactions over our careers. So we definitely have very deep relationships in the real estate world. You know, last year we did about 30 transactions with 22 or 23 real estate companies. And we've got almost 200 in our pipeline that want to do deals going forward. So that said, you know, obviously the bigger the investor base that we have to soak up these investment opportunities, the more opportunities we can bring out. So a lot of our focus is definitely on growing the investor base, and you know, it's done through education. It's done through, you know, just awareness of what is this whole crowdfunding thing, what does it mean, and how can investors get involved, and you know, some of the things to look out for when they look at investing through platforms like ours.
Adam, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Best real estate investing advice ever, you know, it's got to be do your diligence, as with any investment. You know, this is still fundamentally an investment, you know, alternative. There are risks, you know, make sure you understand those risks. You know, when you look at any investment, you want to understand what you're investing in, who's running the investment, who's going to be responsible for that investment. And then, you know, who's certainly when you talk about crowdfunding platforms as well, you know, who's running that platform? What does that executive team look like? What's their experience in the industry? You know, it sounds like a lot, but it's, you know, fairly basic investment, diligence, right? You know, what are you actually investing in? What is the collateral with the product that you're investing in? Is it the actual real estate itself? Is it the building? Is it, or is it, you know, an entity that's formed by a crowdfunding company? You need to make sure that you understand fully what you're investing in before you pull the trigger.
I know when I'm putting together the program with Patch of Land, as you're well aware, and one of the episodes was on the future of crowdfunding, and we wanted to get you on that as a panelist, and you know, unfortunately schedules didn't work out. But don't think you're going to get away with without answering that question. So I'm going to go ahead and ask that question to you, and I'm going to approach it this way. We all. Based on that episode, because our conversation is actually going to be airing after that episode goes live. That episode, for any best ever listener, it went live February the 8th. So definitely go check that out. We know the future of crowdfunding is rosy. In addition to there being promising opportunities, and you know, we've barely scratched the surface with accredited investors at 8% of the market, and you know, we've got 92% of the rest of the market. If we were having this conversation 5 years from today, what will have transpired? If looking in your crystal ball from a crowdfunding standpoint, keeping in mind our best ever listeners and how that impacts them and what they can do to kind of capitalize on your crystal ball.
Wow. That's a big question, Joe.
It is. Yeah. It's a big question. Yeah. Well, you're a big interview guest, so I gotta hit you with the big stuff.
Gosh, 5 years from now, you know, it's obviously it's hard to tell, right? But you know, hopefully sometime third quarter, fourth quarter this year, we'll see the final regulations take place for Title III crowdfunding, which I'm assuming you guys probably touched on, or you will touch on, you know, in future shows as well. That is going to fundamentally change the entire landscape, right?
Really quickly, what is it? Can you just briefly explain it?
Yeah. So Title III is true non-accredited crowdfunding, right? So today, the only people that can participate in, you know, quote unquote crowdfunding are accredited investors. And that's a rule that's in place by the SEC. And the Jobs Act, which was passed in April of 2012, one of those titles allows for non-accredited investors to participate in this equity crowdfunding space. They've been delayed a fair amount in putting those final regulations in place. But it's looking like sometime probably third quarter, fourth quarter of this year, we'll hopefully see that go through.
Okay.
So assuming that happens, that is again a major landscape change in how people can access investments, you know, in real estate specifically, but also, you know, small businesses and venture and other asset classes as well. So, you know, if that goes forward and works out as planned, gosh, you know, I don't see a reason there can't be multiple billions of dollars running through crowdfunding platforms in 5 years. You know, one of the things that we're excited to see and has always been our goal is to bring access to truly institutional quality investment opportunities to, again, you're the retail investor, the quote unquote, you know, normal investor, those that can't necessarily write a check for $5 or $10 million to get into some of these opportunities. And the speed with which the institutional real estate companies out there have accepted crowdfunding and have accepted this way of raising capital and getting direct to the investors has been amazing. And that's only in the last, you know, 8 to 10 months, where this whole method of raising capital has gone from kind of a fringe experiment on the side to a legitimate way of raising capital. You know, we're talking right now with big institutional fund managers, private equity fund managers that, you know, they're raising $800 million to $1 billion funds. Typically, you know, again, it's going to be a life insurance company. It's going to be a college endowment, a state retirement fund. Those are the only investors that ever have access to those opportunities. And now, you know, we can come in and we can aggregate a pool of retail investors and give them the same access to those funds, institutional quality funds that you know, those players have been given access to in the past. So 5 years from now, you know, I think we're going to see a completely different landscape in the capital markets. I think you're going to see truly institutional quality opportunities, both at the individual asset level and also at the, you know, I think more institutional private equity fund level, reaching out and going direct to the investors. And ultimately, you know, everybody will win in that scenario. So it's going to be much lower fees that the sponsors are going to have to pay to raise that capital. It's going to be direct investments for the retail investors. They're not having to pay, you know, traditional broker dealer fees. And ultimately, you know, it creates a more efficient and transparent market, which I think is good for all parties. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be exciting. You know, this is a very rapidly evolving industry and method of raising capital. And gosh, 5 years from now, I'm excited to see. Well, maybe we'll do a follow up in 2020, and we'll see if we're right on any of this stuff.
Hey, we've got you recorded, so we'll definitely be able to go back and rewind and see how it transpires. And I mean, I think, you know, based on my knowledge and my conversations with people in the space, all of that are very realistic projections and natural yeah. segues from where we're at right now. You didn't say that, you know, crowdfunding is going to you know, dominate the world, and we're actually all going to pay our electricity bill through a crowdfunding platform. But who the heck knows,
who
right?
knows?
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's do it.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Could you do more deals if you had more money and didn't have to waste time looking for financing? Are you ready to scale your real estate business and do more deals? Well, let's make that happen. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is ready to fund your next deal. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that has thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Find out more at patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLEND.com.
All right, Adam, best ever book you've read.
Best ever book I've read. I got to go Count of Monte Cristo. One of just the most amazing tales of just that long tail revenge plot just always got me.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
My last job in the golf business, I was actually a private coach for an incredibly wealthy guy down in Malibu, California. Self-made, you know, multi-millionaire, came up from nothing, you know, immigrated from Ireland. Just to hear the story of how he took his life from, you know, again, a normal everyday existence and built this empire of a printing business. It's just amazing to hear the story, his passion for what he did, and a lot of lessons I learned from, you know, being an entrepreneur, I learned from him. And that was ultimately what got me out of the golf business into the real estate world. So definitely happy for that experience for sure.
Best ever success habit you practice.
Has to be a to-do list. You know, in our digital age, I've always got my notepad with me, and to-do lists are very powerful. You know, keep it simple. You know, 3 to 5 tasks per day you have to get done. Get it done, and you'll be better off.
Best ever deal you've done.
See, that's a tough one. I was trying to think about that, and there's two projects that we're working on right now that we're about to launch, and I know that's a shameless self-plug, but I got to be honest, there's two that we're working on right now. One is a hospitality deal with a golf course component to it. Obviously, my background in the golf world, that's going to be a pretty exciting one. And there's another one that's kind of a, you know, a lifestyle investment, has a really good story behind it. So I think the best is yet to be seen.
Well, the next one is best ever project you're most excited about right now, but you just mentioned that.
So
I'm going to re-ask the question. Best ever deal you've previously done.
Best ever deal we've previously done. You know, we actually did one of our first deals we did was an office building here in downtown San Francisco. Just a great little jewel box office building. It was about a $17 million acquisition. About 6 to 8 months after we funded that deal with, you know, our crowd of investors. Again, purchased for $17 million. 6 to 8 months later, they were getting off-market offers at $24, $25 million. So definitely right buy, right time, great market, and should be a great deal for the investors that got into that one.
Best ever quote.
It's got to be there is no plan B, because that only detracts from plan A.
Now, some would say always have a plan B, C, and D. How do you reconcile that, you know, the contrast in advice?
You know, I think it's focus, right? It's keeping the focus on what that plan is, and just not, you know, it will succeed. You know, there's no other option, right? You gotta dedicate yourself. You've gotta get that goal in your mind and just relentlessly, you know, beat at executing on that focus.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
I was fearing this one. I can go two ways with that. A would be probably not investing sooner. They say that traditional, typical real estate practitioner will have three cycles in their career. First one, you're trying to learn what's going on. Second one, you'll have an idea of what's happening, but not the capital to take advantage of it. And then by the time that third cycle comes around, you'll know it's about to happen and you'll have the money to take advantage of it. So I would say, certainly within the first cycle, not necessarily being in a position to take advantage of that cycle. I think on the personal side, I unfortunately got caught in the last cycle. We bought a house, our primary home in April of 2007, which as we all know what happened. Yeah. Fortunately, we were able to get out of it and didn't take too much of a loss. But, it happens, right? Even to the best of us, the timing thing can happen.
Is there anything we can do to prepare for that timing thing happening again?
I think it's ultimately, certainly in our space now that we're in, it's understanding the sponsors that you're investing with. Whatever it is, this last cycle was a pretty good litmus test to vet out real estate sponsors that knew what they were doing and had a good operation. So it actually has been a pretty good metric to see, how did these sponsors perform during the last downturn? Did they do everything they could to protect their investor interests? Did they go to bat, and did they do everything they could to work out the projects that they had that might have been, troubled? So I think, really look at who the sponsors are, really look at what their track record is and what their back record, their background was, and see how they performed in the last downturn. A lot of the folks that we're working with have made it through the downturn relatively unscathed, but that doesn't mean it can't happen to good people too. So, a lot of it comes to looking at who you're investing with and do they have the capacity and the experience and the ability to weather the downturns, right? I mean, real estate is a cyclical market. It's going to go up, it's going to go down, and just make sure that you're aligned with a group that has the experience, that's been through that down market and has the ability to work those projects out with their investor interest in mind.
Adam, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Best ever place has got to be email, adam@realcrowd.com. Pretty simple, and always have my email open.
Adam, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners. I mean, this was an awesome conversation with you on crowdfunding, where you see it headed, and where your company is at in the cycle of what you're focusing on, where you've got, based on your background and your team's background, I mean, you've got these deep connections and relationships in the real estate industry. So it's really a matter of finding accredited investors and sharing with them the opportunities to help them make more money based on what they're looking to do now and in the future. And one of the things, whenever I was hearing you talk a little bit about the last part where what can we do to prepare for the downturn, and you started talking about understanding the sponsors and what did they do in the last downturn, because mm-hmm. basically it's just how did they previously perform. And what that got me thinking is, in addition to that perspective from somebody who's looking to invest a dollar into a crowdfunding platform, let's flip that over and think about as operators, or as elite operators, as you call them, anybody who's looking to bring deals to a crowdfunding platform, it's incredibly important to be cognizant of our track record following us. And we've got to make sure that every deal is not going to go according to plan. In fact, rarely will any deal, for better or worse, go according to exactly how the numbers are laid out in the pro forma.
Right.
It's going to overperform, underperform. And it's just a matter of what does the operator do as a result. And the more best ever guests I speak to, I hear that time and time again, it's about investing in the investor, the sponsor, and then it's the deal after that. And what did they do? And really, not just show me your best case studies of what you've done well, but talk to me about a challenge and talk to me about a project that didn't go according to plan. And if you don't have one of those, then you might be being dishonest, mm-hmm. or you might not have enough experience that really we're looking for. And I think it's just, it's important to treat, you know, it just goes back to the fundamental of treating everything as a learning opportunity.
Right.
And how do we grow from that and how do we improve upon it? So Adam, thank you so much. I'm so grateful to have this conversation with you. And I know the Best Ever listeners are going to get a lot out of it. So thanks so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Glad to be on. And thanks again for the invite.
Hey, you Best Ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the Best Ever Show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.